Welcome to Navigating Postpartum Wellness, the podcast dedicated to helping new moms find their groove after baby while reclaiming their time. I'm your host, Dre Williams, a postpartum wellness coach committed to guiding you through this motherhood journey with compassion and expertise. If you're feeling overwhelmed and struggling to make time for yourself, you are in the right place. Join me each week as I explore practical strategies for prioritizing your wellness, mastering time management, and embracing self-care, as well as guests that will be on. Together, we'll make sure you feel seen, heard, and supported every step of the way. Let's dive in and start your journey to a more fulfilling postpartum life. Let's get into this episode. Welcome to another episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast with me, Dre Williams. And today we're focusing on a crucial topic for new moms, self-care. I know you guys hear that all the time, self-care, self-care, self-care. There are different ways of self-care, but we all know that new motherhood has changes and challenges. But taking care of yourself is essential for both you and your family, okay? And how you can take care of baby. In this episode, we'll explore practical strategies for managing your wellness and daily life, from finding the right planner to getting enough sleep and staying active. Let's dive in. When it comes to self-care, the key is to start small. You might feel overwhelmed thinking about, you know, your entire routine, but small, manageable changes have a big impact. I always think about the book Atomic Habits, how they always talk about getting better 1%, because that 1% is still effective, okay? So think about making those small steps into habits, okay? Set achievable goals. Focus on one or two self-care practices that you can realistically incorporate into your daily life. That's even if you wake up for 2 minutes, you breathe, and you set your intentions. And you think about gratitude before you get out of bed. That's something small. You may be like, oh, I didn't think of doing that. Yeah, that's one small thing. Before you go to sleep, you may journal. That's something. It could be even just drinking more water or taking a short walk. Set those achievable goals that can be actionable. Yes. It may not be fun all the time, but creating that habit is going to have benefits. Celebrate your wins. Acknowledge your achievements, no matter how minor they may seem. This can help you stay motivated. Say, baby took a longer nap today. Celebrate that. You ate lunch. Celebrate that. You were able to text somebody back today. Celebrate that. Don't forget to hype yourself up, okay? Staying organized is a big part of self-care as well. Whether you're managing the baby schedule, your schedule, work schedule, household tasks, your own appointments. A good planner can make a huge difference. Okay? Even though you plan all you want, life still happens, but that's why you have that flexibility. But here's how to choose a planner that works for you. I personally love physical planners for the feel and the ease of use, and I love just writing it in and crossing off my checklist. However, I recently transitioned to a digital planner to sync with my husband's calendar. This way we can keep track of each other's schedules, okay? So as much as we love our physical planners, we're like, okay, we're meeting, that's cool. But it's so important that we have it on a digital calendar so it pops up for both of us. We're just like, okay, this works for us in this season. And let me tell you, it makes a difference, okay? Because then I'm not like, what time did you say you had your appointment? What time did you say you have to go to work today? It just helps to have it in the planner so we can just look. And the reminders pop up, right? I know I talked about minimizing distractions, but I believe the calendar is not a distraction. It's a necessity to have a smooth household running. But choosing what works best for you is important, okay? Because a physical and digital planners both can fit your lifestyle, but you want to figure out which one can excel it. Because digital planners can offer the convenience of access from anywhere. Whether you're in the baby's room and you want to look up something real quick and your planner is in your work bag and other side of the house, you're just like, whoa. But if you have that digital planner, you're like, let me just pull it up on my phone, you know? So that's what made me kind of transition. While physical planners can provide a satisfying writing experience, I love it. But it's not always that convenient for me. But you do what works for you, okay? I'm just telling you some tips that can help you. Let's talk about sleep. And we just talked about the planning, find a plan that works for you starting small, but the sleep is important. Yes, I love sleep. And I know there's seasons when you won't get as much sleep as you want, and that's I understand that, but you want to make sure you're getting rest. Even though it might seem impossible to get a full night's rest, there are strategies to maximize your sleep when you can. You can nap when the baby naps if you have the opportunity. You could try to rest when the baby's sleeping. It's not always easy, but catching up on sleep during the day can help. And you can have a block where you dedicate to not doing work, where you're just resting. Create a relaxing sleep environment. Make your bedroom calming. Keep it dark, quiet, and cool to promote better sleep. Also, y'all, can I tell y'all something? Don't be on your phone when it's time to go to sleep, right? Because that blue light is going to distract you from going to sleep. And then next thing you know, you're on social media or you're scrolling TikTok. And before you know, you're like, whoa, I should have went to sleep. Like, try to make your bed a phone-free zone when it's time for bed. Because you want to try to get as much sleep as possible. And when I say sleep, I'm talking about like deep sleep where your body can just restore and recover from the day so that you can wake up refreshed. If you want to learn more tips about that, let me know. But I just say do what works for you to get sleep. Let's talk about planning ahead with flexibility. Planning ahead is essential, but it's also important to allow room for flexibility, like I mentioned earlier. Because life as parents is unpredictable. So having a plan that adapts to changes can reduce stress. Like I was mentioning, use work blocks. Break your day into work blocks where you focus on specific tasks. This helps you stay organized and make the most of your time. That flexible schedule I talked about. If things don't go as planned, you can adjust without feeling overwhelmed. And then you have that flexibility to kind of pivot when you need to. So you're like, well, I wanted to leave at this time, but if I leave at this time, I'll still make it, you know? Please make sure you are doing some type of exercise when you are cleared. Even if you are walking, you are stretching, you are just doing little movements, make sure that you are moving. It doesn't have to be intense or time consuming. Even short bursts of activities can boost your mood and energy levels. I know I like me a good HIIT workout. I like strength training workouts. I like yoga. I like going on walks. I'm trying to get back into running, but I'm just not in that place yet to be out running early in the morning before the kids wake up. I'm not there yet. I'm not a movie scene. My life is not a movie scene, so it's all good. But I know eventually I'll be able to do that. But at least I know what I can do now and what I can show for later. So find what you enjoy for your workouts, whether it's a short walk, a home workout, dancing with your baby in the kitchen. Choose activities that can be enjoyable but can find you time to keep moving. And try to incorporate exercise into your daily routine. Even a 10-minute workout can make a difference. You'll be like, whoa, like I feel great. Okay. You see your arms in the mirror when you walk by, like, whoa, like I did that, you know? Try to find what works for you. Doesn't necessarily mean you have to implement all the things that I'm saying right away. Pick one. Work for it for that week and then keep building onto it. Make sure you're planning your meals. You know, good nutrition supports your energy levels and overall being. Find easy to make meals and snacks. You can even get a meal prep company if that's something that you're interested in. I know for me, I like to prep my own meals. And I had to pull that crock pot out recently because I'm like, okay, let me put the chicken in the crock pot to cook so we can have chicken already done for the week. So we can just toss it into stuff. You can make stir fries. You can make tacos, quesadillas. You could do... I know I love me a good black bean burger where I prep my black beans and, you know, freeze those in the freezer for the week. Find meals that work for you. Yes, if you need some frozen meals that are healthy, go ahead, get that. I'm not judging you. You got to do what's going to work for you, but feel your body. Give your body that nutrition, especially if you're breastfeeding. If you're like, I don't know where to start. This is a lot of information. You can download the Essential Postpartum Prep Guide on NavigatingPostpartumWellness.com. Even if you're not in the early postpartum phase, this resource can help you get organized and be intentional about your meals, nutrition, your small habits that you're going to create for exercising, for planning, all the things that's going to be like, whoa, I needed this. I need to get better. I want to prioritize my wellness. I want to minimize my stress. I want to show up for my self-care. This is the guide for you. So that's a wrap for today's episode on practical self-care tips for new moms. Remember, take those small steps to better organize, get more sleep, exercise, and your nutrition can make a significant difference in your overall well-being. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe and share it with other new moms who might benefit from these tips. Thanks for joining me today. And until next time, take care of yourself. Enjoy the journey of motherhood. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness. I hope you find some valuable insights to help you prioritize your well-being and embrace self-care. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. I'm here to support you every step of the way. If you enjoyed today's show, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a fellow mom who might benefit. For more resources such as guides and individualized support, or even just tips through the blog, visit NavigatingPostpartumWellness.com or connect with me on social media at Jeray.Williams on Instagram and Threads. Until next time, take care and nurture yourself because you deserve it.